scripture we're going to start with is Acts 1:8. It says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, even if you're born again, because there's nine different Greek words for power. There's not just this one. This one is dunamis. This one, let's see, this one means strength, power, ability, power residing in a thing of virtue of its nature, power for performing miracles. So if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have the power within you to perform miracles. Every time you speak in tongues, you're performing a miracle. Every time you speak in tongues, you're operating in the power of God. You know, and like I said, you may feel absolutely nothing, but it's still true. We have to get to the point where we actually believe what I'm going to talk about this morning. Because I think that's our biggest weakness, why the power of God doesn't manifest through us. It's not because a bunch of other things. It's simply because we don't believe it. Someone just said to me this morning, you know, they're having trouble believing it. Well, if we don't believe it, it's not going to happen. If we don't believe the word of God, the whole, you know, what he's talking about with what the Holy Spirit provides for us, you know, if we just come to church and, if you just say, yeah, she wants us to pray in tongues, big deal, I don't like doing that, you know, it's just not me, I don't do that kind of thing. Well, yeah, you can just go for it. You can just live your life however you want, but don't expect the power of God to manifest in your life when you need it. See, there's too much of Christianity that, you know, we just want to do our own thing, and we want to decide what we want to do, when we want to do it, and then all of a sudden we need something. It may be healing. It may be money. It may be a relationship issue. All of a sudden, okay, God, you got to come through. Your word says this, so this and this and this has to happen. But we just spend our life doing our own thing. God is not a magic formula. The name of Jesus is not a magic formula. Just because you say the name of Jesus doesn't mean it's going to happen. And we went for years, that's what we taught, and there is power in the name of Jesus. But too much of us got into I said the name of Jesus. Okay, it's got to happen because I said the name of Jesus. That's not how it works. It's what's in your heart. What are you actually believing? The power of God, the all-consuming, resurrecting power of God is flowing through every vein in your body right now. The miracle-working power of God is flowing through each and every one of us. Why aren't we performing miracles? Because probably we don't believe it. We don't tap into it. We don't spend time focusing on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and who we are. We just sang it. He is in me. I am in him. That's what the Word of God says. But if we don't focus on it, we don't tap into it, we're not going to see any difference. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see here. As I said, I have two messages here. You know what? This morning Wayne and I were talking, and I came to this, you know, I asked him, and he sort of agreed with me. We haven't studied this out. But thinking, you know, stuff that I have read over the past year or so, you know, secular stuff along with the Word and everything, but recognizing that probably the biggest difference, but one of the biggest differences, what makes Christianity different than other religions, is the power. Other religions have love. A lot of times they have more love than Christians do. You can get peace other ways. There's other ways than the Word of God to get peace, to get joy, you know, to get money, to get help. Do you know that simply God has designed it? God loves mankind so much. God wants health so much for his. He designed healing into us. He gave us a will, and he told us to believe. And whatever we believe, whether it's God or not, whether it lines up with the Word or not, we can bring it to pass. I've read story after story after story about, you know, people. It may be other religions. It may just be their believing, and they came out of it. You know, they were totally. One guy I read about how just his believing and changing his beliefs, he was paralyzed, and I think it was less than 2 years, he was walking back to normal. And gave no credit to God at all. So other religions, just the way God designed us, you can accomplish a whole lot. You can have, you know, you can have a lot of things in life simply because of our believing.
But you don't have the power of God. The power of God only comes through Christianity. But most Christians, we're not tapping into the power of God because we don't believe it really exists. Or we believe it's just for big name ministers. You know, it's not for me. It's not for my daily life. Or I'm not interested in, I don't want to spend 16 hours a day praying. I don't want to be in the Word all the time. You don't have to be. All you have to do is be in connection with God, and believe that the power is in you. You don't have to pray and fast to get the power of God manifesting in your life. You know, as I said, most of the time, I have physical manifestation when, the presence of God, I recognize when I tap in, when I focus on the presence of God. It happens all the time. Wake up 2-3 in the morning and start meditating on God and, yes, Christ in me. And it's just physically, I have the physical manifestations of the presence of God. Am I something different? No. Does it have to be a physical manifestation? No. God is going to manifest. You have a way of knowing when God's power is operating in your life. You know you. You know how God flows through you. But that should be happening on a regular basis. Every time we focus on God, and it can happen. You can be going down the grocery aisle, and just all of a sudden, just the presence of God is just overwhelming. I've had it happen. It's for all of us. But we just go through life and we don't really believe the Word, and it's the same old, same old. Yeah, she's saying the same thing over and over again. Well, when we get a hold of it, we'll move on to a new message. When we start operating in the power of God, the dunamis power. As I said, there's 9 words. Just 3 of them are just, I don't know how to say them. Elaine, I apologize for crucifying these words. Dunamis, and then there's one that's ischus, ischus, and that means abiding power or strength. The strength to continue, to overcome, to endure to the end. We need that one. And then there's kratos. Kratos means dominion or manifested power. This is the one that was when, remember it talks about the story of when Jesus was in the grave and he was resurrected, and it talks about the soldiers being knocked over. That's the kratos power. You ever get knocked over in the Holy Spirit? That's the kratos power of God. It's interesting to me that there's different terms for different manifestations of the power of God. Let's see, what do I want to do here? Praise God. My power is available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My power doesn't depend on how you behave. My power doesn't depend on how you think. My power only depends on what is in your heart, what you believe. What are you going to grab a hold of? You can test my power. You can use my power. You can live by my power, but it is up to you. My power is available all the time, but whether you tap into it or not is up to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1 if you see Ephesians chapter 1, starting verse 17 all the way to verse 23, it is the, in fact, I'm going to read it because when I was thinking about this past week, if you want to pray for Wayne, then pray this prayer, okay? Starting in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. There's a whole lot we could talk about with this verse, but I just want to tap into the, I was going over some notes, and If you start in verse 19, there's a whole lot of these power words in here. It says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power? That's dunamis. That is the miracle working, the, you know, the supernatural ability power. To usward who believe, there's that believe ring, according to the working of his mighty, this is the Kratos power, this is the manifested power, and then mighty power, and then that word power is the ischus, that's the abiding power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality. That's another word for power, which I don't have the name of. And power, that's exousia, that's the one authority. And might, that's dunamis, that power. And dominion, that's another word, another power word. And every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And that word working, according to the working of his mighty power, it says, Thayer's lexicon says, in the New Testament is used only of superhuman power, whether of God or of the devil. That's the power we're talking about. The resurrecting power of God. You know, I've been reading a Jewish Bible, and how much the Ark weighs? The Ark of the Covenant. Anybody ever hear how much the Ark of the Covenant weighed? You know, according to this Bible, it weighed between 1,500 and 2,000 pounds. Never knew that. Do you realize the priests carried it on their shoulders? Do you realize what a miracle power that is? They carried almost a ton on their shoulders. You can't do that on your own. The miracle power of God. Do you know the tabernacle? They had boards. There was like over 40 boards. These boards were 15 feet long, 27 inches wide. Mark, I'm wondering what kind, I mean, it's acacia wood, but the size of the trees, and how in the world did they cut it? How in the world did they saw these boards? And it, like I said, there was like 40 of them. They had to transport the tabernacle, just the weight of the tabernacle and just carrying the stuff. Miracle. Power of God. But we look, oh, it's just the Bible. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just the Bible. Didn't, you know, it's. If we don't believe the Bible, how are we going to get the power of God operating in us? Because we have been given this power. It resides within us. You know, this scripture, it says, let's see, 2 Timothy 3:5, it says, having a form of godliness but denying its power, from such people turn away. This is the modern day church, you know. It's so much, even in Word of Faith, full gospel churches, so much of what we do is tradition. This is just what we do, and we may have an emotional high, but, you know, does anything really happen? Not in most services. Does anything that really happen that really matters? Not most of the time, because this is what we do. It says, turn away from these people. Why? Because you spend your time with someone who does not believe in the power of God, what happens? You start questioning whether the power of God is operational in your life. You get to thinking, well, it didn't, you know, this didn't happen, or I didn't feel this, or this wasn't like this. So, well, maybe this isn't really true. Maybe this doesn't really apply to me. Power of God, the creative power of God, the miracle working power of God is in each one of us. It's operating now in each one of us. That power. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it's in the middle of another prayer that's good for us to pray. As I said, these Ephesians prayers, we should be praying for ourselves, and we can pray them for other people. We know it's the will of God when we know when it's in Scripture. It says, now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This is one of those scriptures that I really, you know, it catches my eye every time I read it. While reading it through the complete Jewish Bible, this is how it's worded. It says, now to him who by his power working in us is able to do far beyond anything we can ask or imagine. You know, we shut down our dreams. We shut down, you know, well, can this happen? You know, can Wayne really come out of a wheelchair? Can Wayne, you know, well, what about you? Can you get out of debt? Can whatever physical thing you're dealing with, can that change? You know, it's when you focus on the power of God and we focus on the answer, then we can see it happening. Amen. When we focus on what we see in the natural, you think, you know, it's I don't know. It's, I don't know. keshne melengi foshle avara basara vetena. Mengi shiketwa shingoma masisi lebria daya. Dishpere manaki elemwani yakoba basana medega. Diva levoska shinkemo manamasisi asara bataya. Gushte kalemranzo subuye meni. Hebe akwara basanta lebeshni amanamatasa vidia karabasate. Gishnanga belebria sasara batasa. You've only started to tap into what's available to you. You've only started. You're on the very tip of the iceberg of what's available to you. Keep on pursuing, no matter what's going on around you, keep on pursuing, and you will step into a realm that you did not even imagine was possible. Because you decided to go forward, because you decided to believe, because you decided to take the next step. Oh, it's going to start, it's going to start, it's going to start. Open things, open things, open things that you never imagined were possible. Gishte kalabanso sikina manaka lebronsio banzale vondre se sikale ronso ishnenga lebosse sibiri batai levenseya degle masu kole bansia sikare masadre sambida badesto e para basara badele buya sara bakate. Every day you have a decision to make. Every day, every hour you have a decision to make. Will you go on with God? Will you go on with Him? Or will you decide, I'm going to do it the way I've been doing it. I'm just going to keep, you know, I tried it before, it didn't work, I'm just going to keep doing my own thing. Will you decide to go forward, or will you decide, no, I'm not going to change, I like things the way they are. I'm comfortable with the way things are. I may not like things the way they are, but I'm comfortable, and I am going to stay in control. I am going to do it my way. Postele messi si kana bagu shilenda lisha viandasia sarabatase mandale glandua shukole masisia zarabatasia sarabatage amotoye parabasanamateya. You tap into me, tap into me, tap into me. And you thought the past was good? No, it's nothing on what's available to you. Peskimitia kablo mamoke shteka levonse sebina maneglebo kwaze kiribeshle barabasate monglo sekila magashne kiribeshnengale rosso sebina matale rushle busbere pentia. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, 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 praise you, Jesus. Acts 4:33, and with great power the apostle gave witnesses. You know, the Acts 1:8 talks about, you know, we receive the power of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses. And one of the things you're thinking about is, you know, a lot of us, myself included, are not good witnesses. You know, I mean, we're not ones to, you know, to go out there and tell. We work on being, you know, who we are in Christ, but not voicing it. And there's various reasons. But one of the reasons that I recognize is it makes a difference on how we see ourselves. It makes a difference in our experience with God. Because thinking about Paul, and you know, Paul, you know, he wrote all the books, many books of the New Testament, and he witnessed, he was preaching machine wherever he went. But I think it's like three times in the book of Acts, he goes back and tells about what happened to him. I was going from, you know, on the road to Damascus, I think it is, and, you know, Jesus showed up, and I had this phenomenal experience. And so I am a witness because I experienced. We're not supposed to be witnessing. We are supposed to be the witness. And how much of a witness we are is tied into how much of an experience we have had with God. Now, you may not have had a big experience when you got born again. I was a child. I don't remember much about getting born again. But since then, I have had experiences with God. And the more experience I have with God and with the power of God, the easier it is for me to be a witness. The more of God comes out of me when I am out with people. And the less of me comes out. But it's tied into, it's about experiencing God. It's about that, you know, I am in Christ. Christ is in me. It's experience. It should not be, if it's a head religion that you're, you know, if your Christianity is in your head, it's a very depressing life. I've been there. It can be very discouraging. You know, if things don't go good, you know, this past 6 months, in our family, you name it, we've had it. It's, you know, one thing after another. But praise God, praise God, praise
God. This past week, you know, I told you last Sunday, I came in here and I could just, the power of God was just permeating through my whole body. I had this past week was that. You know, it wasn't this strong all the time. It depended on what I was doing, my focus was. But the peace, it just, you know, with going through another surgery after our last experience, needless to say, there's thoughts, there's, you know, all sorts of, you know, doctors are telling you this and that, but it's just the power of God, the presence of God, it's just there. And that's the way it's supposed to be for every single one of us. You know, we have crap thrown at us from one way after, you know, you all do. But when we focus on God, and sometimes it takes effort. You know, I have been in depression. I have been hopeless. And that's where I started coming out, is because you make one decision at a time. I am going to pray in tongues, whether I feel like it or not. I am going to praise God. I am going to find something to be thankful for. I am going to do it because this is not the life God has for me. God has a victorious miracle, signs and wonders life for me. The same thing for all of you. But it's your decision. No one can do it for you. People can pray for you and it can help you, but it's your decision. For you to come out of anything, whether it's, you know, sickness, whether it's poverty, whether it's whatever it is, it's your decision. You're the one that has to turn towards God. You're the one that has to take the step. Praise God, praise God.